You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, go Browns! Nathan Zegar, Matt Wilhelm will bring in our esteemed producer and colleague, the one and only Jason Gibbs.
After further review...
Gibbs, are you in any way, shape, or form related to Barry Gibbs of the Bee Gees?
I wish.
How about Joe Gibbs, former NFL head coach?
No.
No?
No. Not even the Gibbs Butcher Block in Lorain County in Columbia Station, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Best what
butcher.
Is it?
Butcher, man. Got any kind of meat? Phenomenal. Great ribs.
How do you even know about a butcher in Lorain County?
I live like 5 minutes from Lorain County.
Really?
Yes.
You're a renaissance man.
I'm telling you. I'm out in the yard working.
Gibbs, tomorrow night, is it golf league night?
It is. It starts.
It begins.
Shenanigans.
I'm looking for a 41 out of you.
Oh. Oof. I don't know. I was out Sunday. It got a little ugly. I was around the 48-49 range.
Ew. Okay. So 41's not out of
what
the
What are you ewing me? Come on now. What do you shoot?
What do you shoot, Wilhelm?
A 9?
Yeah.
I'd probably be right at a 40, 41.
40, 41?
What?
Yeah.
Get
so you shoot 80?
No, it's the second 9 that always hurts. It really is. I swear to God. I lose focus by the 13th hole. I have, you know, at least 2 blow-up holes in the back 9. You know, so there's at least, we'll count 1 snowman.
Okay.
You know, and that's where things get really ugly.
A 40, though, on the front 9.
It depends.
That's what you're calling for.
I could go across the street from my place and shoot a 40-41.
Is that an executive course?
9-hole muni? What's an executive course? Sorry.
Just par 3.
I didn't grow up on a country club.
Neither did
no,
I.
No, neither did I.
Neither did I.
All right.
An executive course.
I've never belonged to a country club.
Would just be par 3s and par 4s.
Yes. No, there's 5s.
There's 5s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
it's short.
Par 36 is standard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Wow.
All right, we'll see this. We'll see that. We're going to put this.
Gibbs, you live like 10 minutes from me, so you can come over anytime.
Where do you go? Meadowood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that track well.
See?
Yeah. There are a couple par 5s.
You play the yellow there.
Yeah.
You
got to play the
one,
yellow.
Right?
Yep.
If you want to work on your short game, you play the red and the white.
Yeah.
You only need is a 56 degree or a 60 degree and a putter.
Yep. Exactly.
All
which
right.
Currently my game needs a little help on the short part.
There you go.
Question number one today, guys. Fill in the blank. Marcus Mariota will be after Thursday night.
He will be drafted into the National Football League after Thursday night. To get
good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you are.
Of the obvious.
I think I have a hunch that he's going to go to the. He's going to get drafted by the Tennessee Titans and then dealt somewhere else, and simply to ride the Chip Kelly wave. It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, I believe that Marcus Mariota will be a Tennessee Titan. I think it's going to be a lot of excitement and hullabaloo about nothing.
I tend to agree with you. I think we might have blown this one out of proportion a little bit.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. Who are your top 5 wide receivers in this draft?
Top 5 wide receivers. I'm going to go Amari Cooper, number 1. Kevin White, number 2. Devontae Parker, number 3. And then I'll have Perriman, and then I'll have Nelson Agholor.
Number 1, Dorial Green Beckham. Number 2, Kevin White. Number 3, Amari Cooper. Number 4, Devontae Parker. And number 5, Breshad Perriman.
I just don't get Perriman.
Why?
He's fast.
I think he was fast.
Can't catch a cold, though.
Thank you.
Hands like feet.
That's my worry.
You like that Greg Cosell guy, don't you, Gibbs?
I do.
He says Greg Cosell has him as the 3rd best wide receiver in the draft.
I worry that he had a fast time at the 40, and that's the only reason why we're even talking about him right now.
No, I mean, he was productive. He was more productive this year without Blake Bortles than he was with Blake Bortles. He had a good season.
I feel like most people would be. Do you see Blake Bortles this past year?
Well, I didn't want to draft Blake Bortles, if you recall.
Who did you want to draft, Nate?
Theodore! My man, Theodore.
After further review.
Could cry myself to sleep with that one. Question number three. Melvin Gordon or Todd Gurley? Which guy will have the better NFL career?
I'm going to go Melvin Gordon for a few reasons. He has one less ACL surgery, and he played in the Big Ten.
I'm going to say Melvin Gordon, too, because I think he's going to end up in a better situation being the second back taken. I think he's going to end up with a better squad. I think they're both excellent.
Oh, Melvin
players.
Gordon. You know, I want Melvin Gordon to go out west and play for my Superchargers.
Possible at 17.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Or Dallas. I'd love
it's a great fit
Dallas.
For him. I think he'll be a better player than Ryan Matthews has been as a pro.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Matthews. Ultimate fantasy football stiff.
He had some good years.
Stiff.
He had a good year.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Matt. One good year.
Not true.
A good
Not
year
true.
And a few good games.
Not
stiff.
True. Ready? All right. You ready? Because I was a big Ryan Matthews guy. But hold on. I
bet you had a jersey of him, too.
I think I do have a Ryan Matthews jersey. In 2011, which was his really good year, as everybody said, he was the number seven fantasy back. He had, in that season, over 1,500 total yards and six touchdowns. Then he was supposed to be so good the following season, 2012, and he wasn't. But people forget, in 2013, he rushed for 1,255 yards, six touchdowns.
That's that good year I'm talking about.
That's the second good year. And 26 catches, 189 yards, and a touchdown was the number 12 fantasy back. So two out of the last 4 years, he got hurt obviously last year, but two out of the last 4 years, he was a top 12, number one fantasy back.
No way.
Yes, he was.
No.
That's a fact.
He did nothing in fantasy football.
2011 and 2013, he was
ultimate
a top 12
underachiever.
Fantasy back. You can't argue with the facts.
He wasn't good.
Tony Romo sucks.
This we know.
What else do you got for me, Gibbs? No, it's not true. Tony Romo does not suck.
After further review.
Final question. Give us one player who you think is overrated going into this draft, one player who is underrated.
I think one player who is overrated is Marcus Mariota. The reason why I do not want the Cleveland Browns to leverage their future to move up and make a move to get him, because his game transferring to the NFL level is an uncertainty, and the Cleveland Browns they need certainty coming out of the first round. So he's overrated. And an underrated guy, I'm going to say the Dorsett kid out of Miami. I just think he was never linked to the first round, but maybe the last 10 days prior to draft, which is when it matters most.
I'm going to go for overrated, which is going to shock people, Breshad Perriman, because I don't think he gets to 19. I think he's going to end up going much earlier than that.
I do,
that
too.
Could be overrated.
Because he's fast, but
at
he can't
19,
catch.
I think he's very well.
Thank you, Matt.
He's appropriately rated. And an underrated player in this draft, I think Nelson Agholor is an underrated player in this draft. I'd like to see him. I think Cam Irving is an underrated player in this draft as well.
How about Cam Irving? Cam Irving was in Cleveland visiting.
We've heard. So we've been told.
Allegedly.
Yes. Gibbs, what do you want right now, 12 and 19? What's the A-plus, the Jason Gibbs A-plus draft?
You got to get a wide receiver with one of those two, and I love Danny Shelton.
Danny Shelton.
How disappointing are we going to be with anything but Danny Shelton at 12? I'm not saying we're going to get a bad prospect. It's hard.
Though right now that the consensus, like if you go around all of the NFL right now, it certainly seems as though
there's a 70% chance
he's going to be
a Brown.
Well, what did Matt Miller say last Friday? Talk to Danny Shelton. Danny Shelton thinks he's going to be a Brown.
Right.
Right.
God willing.
But the Giants could call him.
I think
nine.
The Giants could call him. I think the Falcons. I think the Bears. Falcons need defense. I think
they need pass rusher, though.
Yep. I think the Falcons could take a pass rusher, or the Falcons could take Todd Gurley.
Yes.
I think the Falcons were in love with Shane Ray.
Their next dreadlocks down there.
Even though they
said
they're still in love with him, I don't think they are.
Peter King has the Falcons trading up from 8 to 5 to take Dante Fowler.
See, why would you trade up for that?
Because Dante Fowler is the best edge rusher in the draft, and they need a pass rusher.
I don't know. Can you get the same value?
I don't know.
By not mortgaging a couple picks?
We'll have to wait and see.
What is this rumor about the Browns moving up to 5 to get Leonard Williams, by the way? I heard you ask.
It's not necessarily Rudler. For Leonard Williams. It's move up to 5.
But I think that's what it could be. Him. It would be him or Dante Fowler would be my guess.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler is the best edge rusher in the draft. Leonard Williams is, some people say, the best player in the draft.
Because you got to figure the top 5 is going to go Williams. It's going to consist of quarterback, and at least one of the top three wide receivers, correct?
Yes. FYI, Peter Schrager, our guy from Fox Sports, says he's still in his most recent mock draft after talking to NFL teams. He's going to do a 7-round mock post on Fox Sports tomorrow. Lots of changes in the past 24 hours from speaking to people all around the league. And he says he will still have Shane Ray and Randy Gregory both going in the top 32.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I would just think. FYI. Yeah, I could see what the Patriots will get one of them.
Steelers.
And turn him into.
Yeah. I could see the Steelers taking one.
Turn him into.
Jason Worland's replacement.
Turn him into beasts.
Yeah, they won't miss a beat because that's what they do. It is what it is.
That is what it is. All right. We had a lot go on the show today. We've got a lot going on tomorrow as well here on Cleveland Browns Daily before Matt and I get on the plane and head out to
What time
Chicago.
Is your flight?
About 6 o'clock for those who want to greet us at the airport.
All right.
Please don't stop me at the airport.
Tomorrow at 1:30, we will have Eric Galco, the owner and editor of Optimum Scouting. Should be a great guest. He's a former scout, and he can shed some light on what the scouts are going through right now, how they're preparing for the week and preparing for the draft a day away. And then at 2:30 p.m., Ross Tucker will be back with us to talk draft as well and the Browns. So two more guests tomorrow. Thursday, we've already got Herm Edwards lined up for the draft day show. We'll be at the Red Ivy in Chicago. Come and see us out there. Very much looking forward to that. And, of course, stay tuned here on Cleveland Browns Daily. For all the latest on your Browns, but stay tuned on ESPN Cleveland for the Golden Boys. They are coming up right after this here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Draft prospects, stay out of trouble. You've got two more days. Just like,
come on.
Just chill.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep and chill. Don't do it. Play some Xbox
Take
One.
Take some NyQuil.
Watch Netflix. Catch up on Game of Thrones if you haven't done that already. Or Curb Your Enthusiasm, like Matt Wilhelm should be doing.
Nah.
All right, stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Want to thank Dane Brugler. We got to thank Carlos Dansby and, of course, our great producer, Jason Gibbs. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
2 days.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.